for tape, CDs, DVDs to our publication Voices from His Excellent Glory, Declaring the Kingdom. Write P.O. Box 21516, Hot Springs, Arkansas, zip 71903. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com and LHBCOnline.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home.
Friday morning, April 20th, 1984. Spring camp meeting being held at Lake Hamilton Bible Campgrounds, Hot Springs National Park, Arkansas. Michael Newland of the Cameron family of Peterhead, Scotland is the speaker of the morning. I'm going to turn the rest of the morning to Brother Newland and let him minister and teach as the Lord would have him to do this morning. Brother Newland.
Praise the Lord. That song means so much to me because, amen, I have this with the Master. Hallelujah. And His name is Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, the giver of life. Amen. Hallelujah, that has bestowed such blessings upon you and I. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. You know, I might have a little bit different accent. Praise the Lord, but I'm still in love with the same God. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord, and moving in His Spirit. Praise the Lord, to see, I tell you, hallelujah, His wonders being performed. Amen. Hallelujah. And I begin to relate, praise the Lord, to many things in the Scripture. Hallelujah. And there's a lot of things that you and I, amen, don't realize, praise the Lord, what God wants to do in our lives. Hallelujah. As born-again believers. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And many people, I tell you, praise the Lord, we haven't reached the mark yet. Hallelujah. Because I believe this, that we're beginning to mature, my moment by moment, hallelujah, in His presence, hallelujah, in His Word, amen, we begin to grow up and mature in the Spirit. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. There are many in the body of Christ, still on the milk bottle. And what we've got today so many times in the body of Christ is a lot of gray-haired babies, my, still on the bottle. Amen. I tell you, and wouldn't it be something, my mother's going to be with Jesus, and here I am, I'm getting a little bit gray at the temples, I'm getting a little bit older. I guess you'd call me middle-aged. I'm 44 now, going 45, and, well, my kids will look at me, and a lot of people will look at me, younger people, myself, and say, well, you're middle-aged, Michael. And would it be something, if my mother was on the go, I'd be still sitting on my mother's knee, drinking of that bottle of milk, wouldn't it? And we've got that in the body of Christ today, that there are many, I tell you, supposedly people supposed to be mature in the Spirit, are still sitting, drinking of the milk, and not feasting on the meat of God's Word. Amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. But the Lord is moving in a mighty way, and I'm just going to share a little bit this morning in the book of Ephesians. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. And hallelujah. So many times we hear so many things about faith and what faith is. And you know, the Lord really quickened me one day. Hallelujah. As I begin to move and move into the ministry of the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, I was a fisherman, a commercial fisherman. At one time I was brought up in business all my life. I knew how to wheel and deal and do business. I knew all the traits of business because we was brought up at a very early age. And to realize that the dollar or the pound in our pocket was our best friend, and we had to make the money quick before we got too old that we couldn't make money. And you know, this is how we were taught in Scotland with my father, because my father was brought up in business, my grandfather, and we were told that don't trust anybody but the pound that's in your pocket. Over here, they would say the dollar. But I begin to realize, hallelujah, you know, I found the Lord when I was 27 years of age. And Jesus found me, and praise the Lord, I tell you, He put His Spirit upon me, hallelujah, amen, He took me, praise the Lord, and He loved me, hallelujah, amen, He took me from the depths of sin, praise the Lord, He took me out of darkness into light, hallelujah, amen, and I tell you, praise the Lord, He's put His seal upon my life, hallelujah, He stamped me, amen, with His blessing, He stamped me with this word, M-I-N-E, you are mine, hallelujah, praise the Lord, and I tell you, what a vacation to be called, hallelujah, a son of the living God this morning, hallelujah. Amen. And I begin to realize, praise the Lord, as we travel up and down the length of this country, praise the Lord, and there's many, I can't understand it, in America today, there's so many different avenues of the body of Christ, and yet so many of them are doing very little for the things of God. Amen. Many, I tell you, come into an area of praise, and they'll dance, and they'll worship the Lord in their own little fellowship, but yet, my vision is more than that. The vision is reaching out, the Great Commission is reaching out to the lost into the highways and byways and bidding them come in. And it's not just being man looking after herself or our part of a fellowship. We've got to really realize and to reach out and reach them that are my so and lovely. Amen? And I'm going to just read a little bit in Ephesians here in chapter 6. I'm going to share a little bit about the armor of God today. Is that all right? Praise the Lord. Amen? Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. We all know about the armor of God. Amen. But I'm just going to share a little bit here in verse 10, chapter 6, verse 10. It says, finally, my brethren, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. Put on the whole armor of God that you may be able to stand against the wiles of the devil. For we wrestle not against flesh and blood, but against principalities, against powers, against the rulers of darkness of this world, against spiritual wickedness in high places. Wherefore, take unto you the whole armor of God, that you may be able to withstand in the evil day, and having done all to stand, standing therefore, having your loins girt about with truth, and having on the breastplate of righteousness, and your feet shod with the preparation of the gospel of peace. Above all, taking the shield of faith, wherewith ye shall be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked, and take the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, hallelujah, praying always with prayer and supplication in the Spirit, and watching there for all perseverance and supplication for all sins, and for me that utterance may be given unto me, that I may open my mouth boldly to be known the mystery of the gospel, for which I am an ambassador in bonds, that then I may speak boldly as I ought to speak. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I don't know if you have a little bit of problem with my accent, but I share this with you. Praise the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus. The Bible speaks about the helmet of salvation. And in the body of Christ today, many, God began to quicken me one time as I was minister amongst the gypsies of this country, that many wanted to put on the helmet of salvation, and they wanted just to walk with the helmet, and that was fitting for them, and yet, man, with the helmet of salvation, they wanted to do anything they liked. You know, still live in that area of sin, and do things that was contrary to the word of God, and yet they wanted to wear the helmet of salvation, and my Bible relates to the fact is that when we become in Jesus, we're a new creature in Christ, hallelujah. We're born again, there's a change, amen. No longer of our own, we belong to him, hallelujah. And you know, so many times, many in the body of Christ wants to wear the helmet of salvation, and yet, mind that they want to do everything they like, and yet, there is no way that you and I can do what we like this morning. We've either got to serve the Lord, because he says this, he says, if you be lukewarm, he says, you're neither hot or cold, he says in the book of Revelation, he says, I'll spew you out of my mouth. And today, many in the body of Christ, we've got that area of lukewarm Christians wearing that helmet of salvation, doing what they like, living how they like, and they're saying, well, I'm going to make it. Well, I've got use for them. They're not going to make it. They're not going to make it because you and I have to walk, amen, praise the Lord, in fellowship with Jesus Christ, amen, keeping his commandments, walking in his doctrine, hallelujah, amen, proclaiming the acceptable year of our Lord and Master, Jesus Christ, amen. Praise the Lord, and then it relates about the breastplate. And many years ago, way back in the medieval times in England or in Scotland, as these knights of old became together in battle and they began to fight one with another, there was no way, because they had the breastplate on and they had the suit of the mail armor on, and they would walk and they would come into battle, and the only way that you can get the better at any knight in that day was either to get up under the breastplate, or when he raised his arm, or in under the arm. This is the only way that you can defeat that foe when he come against you with the suit of armor on. And the Bible speaks about the breastplate. And it also speaks about the shield of faith. That you and I, my, are walking, praise the Lord, my, according to God's word, and this is the divine scripture this morning, amen. You receive the word of God this morning, hallelujah, that is sharper than a two-edged sword, amen. It is, praise the Lord, the word of God that we preach. My, Romans 10, 17 says, faith cometh to hearing, hearing by the word of God, hallelujah. And many times you and I, praise the Lord, or so many people in the body of Christ, don't even open up this word to really relate and learn what the Lord wants to do in their life. Hallelujah. Amen. Are you following me today? Praise the Lord. It's not enough. The Bible says to put on the whole armor of God. And do you realize the whole armor of God today? There is no parts for the back. Because it says, anyone that's put his hand to the plow and looks back is not fit for the kingdom of God. Because God has raised a mighty army today, hallelujah, and we're moving, amen, as a mighty army of believers, shoulder to shoulder, praise the Lord, moving together, hallelujah. Amen. Amen. The army of God is mighty. My tearing down the strongholds of the enemy today. Because men and women, praise the Lord, are getting round about the weight. And you notice a weight is easier to lift when a group of people get round about it and lift it together. And today there is so much controversy within the body of Christ. There's so much different aspects. So much my touch here and the touch there and different things where the Bible says that you and I should flow in unity, hallelujah, with Jesus Christ. Amen? Praise the Lord. There's a unity in the body this morning. Hallelujah. We need to flow together. Amen. We need to put on that whole armor of God. Amen. Not just the breastplate. Not even just the, you know what I mean, the helmet of salvation or the shoes with a man to preach the gospel of peace. We need to put on the whole armor of God, and especially taking the shield of faith. And many in the body of Christ have dropped their shield of faith. And the enemy is doing what he likes in the midst. And they want them to say, oh, woe unto me. What's happened here? Because they begin to drop their fences of faith and allow the enemy to come in and to rob and to steal and to destroy. John 10 and 10 says this, that he comes to steal and destroy. But Jesus comes to give life and give it more abundantly. Hallelujah. So the foe that you and I are fighting today is defeated. Amen. You read the end cover, praise the Lord. I tell you, you can read the book from the front to the back. You and I are winners this morning. Hallelujah. We're victorious in Jesus Christ this morning. Hallelujah. And you might be sitting here this morning and saying, Lord, my brother, what you're speaking about, I just don't feel like I'm victorious. The Bible says it. Hallelujah. Amen. You should receive it and walk there in it. Hallelujah. It's as simple as that. Amen. And I was sharing down in Houston the other day, and I says, you know, God began to quicken me that I was victory. Hallelujah. And I says to some of the folks, I says, I'm going to get a shirt made, and I says, I'm going to get a big B on my shirt. It might be done up in plaid a little bit, maybe tartan. Get it done there and just say, if anyone asks my name, I just say, well, I'm Victory. What do you mean, Michael? I'm Victory. I felt, well, I'm going to change my name from Michael to Victory. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Because you and I are victorious in Jesus Christ this morning. Hallelujah. Amen. We're walking in His light. Hallelujah. We're keeping His commandments. We're serving a risen Savior today. Hallelujah. Amen. And I tell you, He's doing nothing but good for you and I. Hallelujah. And every time you and I, praise the Lord, begin to get into this Word of God and begin to search the Scripture, I had Brother Glenn today speak about reading it and to know the truth. It says, you shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Hallelujah. There needs to be a liberty in the body of Christ today. There needs to be a setting free within the body today. And many today just don't want to do it. They want to, they feel doing my or fine doing what they've always been doing. And there's a lack, I tell you, of love towards one another. You know, we might move in every gift. Man, and I tell you, we might move eloquently in every gift and move in that area. But without love, I tell you, it becomes like brass cymbals. It becomes like a tinkling brass, the Bible says. Because we need that love one for another. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I tell you, within the body of Christ today, I know as an evangelist, through the whole body, there's a lack of forgiveness one for another. Why? Because people are not hearing what God is saying to them today. They're so caught up in their old tradition. They're so caught up in the religion. And they don't know the full or the true access, my, to the Spirit or to the things of God. Amen. Do you realize this morning there's churches in our country that some of them are over 500 years old. And there's people sitting on their great-great-great-grandmother's pew. Because the folks have been there for generations and they're sitting in that old dead church. They really don't know the touch of God in their life. They don't know what victory is. They don't know what more than conquerors really means. Because they're living in an old tradition. And man, I tell you, a tradition that's went on for centuries. I remember speaking to a lady one time and she says, Michael, she says, I can't leave my church. And I says, why? I says, what's wrong? I says, what is your church doing for you? She says, really nothing. She says, but you see, you don't understand My three generations have sat in that same pew. And you see, I'm of that generation. And I've got to sit in that pew. And I looked at this lady. And I says, Ma, I says, lady, I says, if there was a flood, I says, that old pew wouldn't even float you out of here. I says, that old pew wouldn't even float you out of here. I says, the only thing, man, that's going to move and motivate you is Jesus Christ in your life. Hallelujah. That's the surety. Amen. Man, that's the amen. Hallelujah. Jesus Christ in our life. Hallelujah. Born again. There's really been a change in me. Hallelujah. I'm a new creation. I'm a new creature. Hallelujah. No longer am I of my own. I belong to Him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's get a shout of victory here. Let's get to hold my armor of God on. Hallelujah. Let's begin to move in might, amen, in power. Praise the Lord, and in His Spirit, says the Lord, hallelujah, God of hosts this morning. And many times, hallelujah, we might come into an area such as this, and we might raise our hands and do so many things, and yet we could be living in an area of defeat. Why? Because not knowing the Scripture or the Word of God that might fit our my circumstance in our life. Amen? You might not agree with what I'm saying today. Well, I just can't help it. Praise the Lord. I'm going to do what God tells me. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not out here to win a popularity parade. Praise the Lord, I'm here to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Because in this day and age, and especially in America, this is an era of superstars. People, I tell you, it's like showmanship. It's like something that'll come up and people will do that little thing, and I tell you, professionally, and all this, and people will clap their hands, and yet these people, the Bible says that, my, when Peter and the Lord came to Peter, he says, feed my sheep. And I tell you, the sheep are not being fed. There's too much fat shepherds and lean sheep. Well, there should be fat sheep, my, and lean shepherds today. Come on. Come on. The sheep are starving because these superstar eras coming in, and they're beginning to say, this is the way it is. Follow me. I'll take you there. And I'll move with you. And no, I won't let you down. And they're coming in like showmanship, like show business. And the people are clamoring for this. And my, if something happens, if one of these men fail along the line, a day, because even their lives, so many of their lives are not right with what the God, and if they fail and fall, I tell you, they take thousands with them. Come on. This is the day of the Lord, hallelujah. This is the year of Jubilee, hallelujah. Praise the Lord. I tell you, this is the day of restoration. This is the day, hallelujah, of coming together, amen, in a restoration and praise and unity before Jesus Christ, hallelujah, and moving, amen, in His power and His might, hallelujah. Praise the Lord and doing His will in our life. Amen. Let's hear the amens for. Praise the Lord. Let's heap some coal in this fire. And I begin to realize how many people that we've ministered to in an altar, and they said, well, I relied and leant on the arm of flesh. The Bible says not to lean on the arm of flesh. Don't trust in the arm of flesh. Psalm 27 says, some men trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we will remember the Lord. Amen. Don't put your trust in the arm of flesh. Don't put your trust in things that isn't, I tell you, running along the line in this Word of God, this precious Holy Word, the sword of the Spirit. Amen. The yea and amen. Hallelujah. And I tell you, folks, you can read it. Praise the Lord, from Genesis right into Revelation. Amen. And I tell you, all I can read, praise the Lord, I don't see any defeat for the children of the living God. Amen. Praise the Lord, I tell you, I don't use that word defeat. I don't use that word despair, despondency, because the Lord has made you and I victorious through Jesus Christ this morning. Amen? Hallelujah. And let's really realize what God is doing on our midst. I'm just sharing a little bit today, you know. Praise the Lord, what God has laid on my heart. We are what Jesus says we are. Hallelujah. Amen. There's deliverance in the name of Jesus this morning. Amen. There's healing in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. Because everything is complete in Him. Hallelujah. The Greek word sozo. Amen. Healer, Savior, Deliverer. Amen. Just more or less relates to the word complete. Hallelujah. Amen. And we are what He says we are. Hallelujah. Amen. Where we might cry, Abba, Father, I'm a son of God. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Amen. I belong to Him. Hallelujah. His stamp is upon me. Hallelujah. There is nothing too hard. Amen. For the Lord this day. Amen. There is nothing too, mine is nothing impossible for Jesus this day. Hallelujah. Amen. Ye have not because ye ask not. As our sister was saying today, behold, he says, finally, behold, he says, knock and ye shall find. And many times, many of us are not willing to knock, and many of us are not willing to seek and to find God's will in our life because we are satisfied where we are. Let's not be satisfied and complacent towards the move of the Spirit today. God is moving. Hallelujah. This is a fresh wind blowing today. Amen. A fresh anointing. A fresh move of the Spirit. Because many people say, well, God's going to do it. How many times have I been in many churches and the people have came to us because they've seen us dance and praise the Lord and have came and they said, you know, Brother Michael, what you have in your family, we had that 30 years ago. And I would look at them and say, well, what's wrong with today? I said, man, God's just moving the same today, if not greater. I said, what's wrong with yesterday? Oh, but you see, the cares of life. The cares of life have snatched away something from what God has done in our life. And I believe this, praise the Lord, we should be more fervent, amen, today if we was saved 30 years ago than we was ever before. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's really realize what the Lord is doing today. Hallelujah. Amen. My Jesus is alive. He wants to bless us. He wants to strengthen us this morning. Hallelujah. He wants to give us a strength in our life that we've never had before. Hallelujah. You've maybe never reached out and said, Lord, strengthen me. My Lord, just move in the life. Take away these things that would bind and mine stop me from moving into thy presence. Hallelujah. And I tell you, there might be little things in your well. You know Abraham? I tell you, his wells got all stopped up for the Philistines. His son Isaac came and began to dig out the well. And I want to share this with you. Don't put muck in my well, please. You just keep your muck to yourself. Amen. I tell you, and you hear so much muck today that they want to fill your well with nothing but muck. And I don't want that muck. I want the clean Spirit of God moving through this well. Hallelujah. Amen. I want to dig this well deep. Hallelujah. That anointing will flow. Amen. That there'll be nothing of you and I, but there'll be all of Jesus, hallelujah, flowing through this well. Amen. Praise the Lord. If you've got muck in your well this morning, I tell you, allow God to get it out. Allow God. Give it over to Jesus and allow that fresh water, of the Spirit of life, to flow through that well. Amen. Praise the Lord. Have you ever met anyone that's done that to you? They've come along and they tell you something. Man, I tell you, out of the, you know what I mean? And it's contrary to the word of God. And they would pour it in you. And before long, you'd be going and walking about and you'd be in despair. Have you ever met someone that's came in the room when you've been high in the Spirit and you've been praising the Lord? And some of the folks would come in and they would be professing Christian and say, I love the Lord. And they would come in and there'd be so much despair on them, so much despondency, that man, it would just flatten you as flat as a pancake. They would just come into the room and that despair would just flow right through the room and bang, it would bind the whole thing. Come on. God has given you and I liberty this morning. Hallelujah. We're victorious in Jesus. Amen. We're victorious in Him. Hallelujah. There is no need for you and I to walk in despair or despondency because Jesus paid the price. Hallelujah. That we might walk in that newness of life. Hallelujah. Amen. Wearing the whole armor of God. Moving for God. Hallelujah. Let's not drop our fences of faith, so to speak, and allow the enemy to come in and put junk in our well. He's a defeated foe, I have the sister today. My, let's dance on the top of him. Well, he's under our feet. Amen. He's in subjection to us. My, because why? Because we belong to Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. We're in the Father's house. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. The cattle on 1,000 hills, the wealth in every one mine belongs to our Father. Amen. And all power is given unto him. Hallelujah. And we should be moving in that power today. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm not speaking about people, I tell you so many times. Man, the body of Christ is so much, what a shape it's in today. The Lord didn't mean it to be in that shape, but it's in some shape today. Lack of unity, lack of love, lack of moving in the Spirit, a lack of relating to the Word of God, relating to one another. The Christian people today are the only ones that I could relate to that shoot their wounded on the battlefield and leave them. Amen. Amen. They put the gun to their head because maybe they're a little bit weak. And maybe they've failed along the line a little bit and they say, hey, he's going nowhere. They're not going to make it. Well, you and I that are strong, the Bible says, should uphold the weak. Hallelujah. Because in the body of Christ, amen, he is the head. Hallelujah. You and I are the body. Praise the Lord. Amen. Praise the Lord for that. Hallelujah. I don't know what we'd do if man I tell you, it was head and the things of God. This is why the problem is in the Christian world today. Even in our country, do you realize in our country that at one time or other there was 95% born again, saved, knowing Jesus Christ? And today there is maybe about 2% going to church, and maybe 1% that they know of with a born again experience, less than half that 1% baptized in the Holy Ghost, moving in the gifts. Today in Scotland, that one day was raised up, my, with the Hebridean revival and God moving in a mighty way all through England. Duncan Campbell was a man, I tell you, was called for when the revival fell out in the Hebrides. And they called him in. They didn't need anyone in, but they called the man in. And the man stood on a platform, my, in this big hall in the Hebridean Islands. And he stood there, and there was a little boy at 12 years old stood beside him. And he looked and he says, you know, in his book he says, you know this, he says, they didn't really need me over there. He says, I don't know what they called me in for, because God was moving in a mighty revival. Fishermen were taking their fishing boats out into the Orkney Sea, into the Shetland Seas, and they were having to come back. Why? Because all their crew members were lying prostrate on the deck of the boat under the anointing of God. People were teaching, the teachers were teaching at the school. And I tell you, he was falling off his seat, lying prostrate before God. The children were lying in the schoolroom, prostrate before God. Every bar room was closed as the power of God began to move. And as Duncan Campbell stood there, he says, they didn't need me there, but they felt they needed a man, a minister that was ordained there. I don't know why, because the ordination comes from God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And when God ordains you to preach, amen, praise the Lord, it's not how many PhDs you have, or whatever you have before your name or other after your name. Praise the Lord, when God calls you, amen, you're ordained to God, hallelujah, with the laying on the hands of the presbyter. Amen. Praise the Lord. And he began to stand there, and he began to say to the young boy that stood beside him, 12 years old, maybe about the size of my boy standing there. And he looked at the boy and he says, son, he says, what do you see? That little boy looked up into the heaven there, and he says, well, he says, what do I see? He says, I see the heavens opened. And he says, I see the glory of the Lord coming down. Oh, Rabasandoro Bohonda. There's something lacking in the body today. I tell you, there's a limp, there's clay feet in the body of Christ today. It happened then. Why not happen now? Hallelujah. Men and women lying prostrate before God as the Spirit of God moves, as the gospel is being preached. Amen. Men and women lying prostrate. Life's getting right with God. Hallelujah. And life's being changed in the mighty name of Jesus. Men got a hold of that revival, and they begin to try and harness the Holy Ghost anointing. I tell you, the Holy Ghost is such a power today that you and I can't harness it. We've either to let it go, I tell you, let it flow from our vessel. And it's something, it's a power that's beyond all power. There is not a power in this world today like the power of the third person of the Trinity, the Holy Ghost. And I tell you, on that day, the power of God moved. And today, you'll get touches of it, little shower drops here and there, where men and women will be prostrate before God for hours. And they tell me that, my, these men would line the decks of the boats, even when they tied up. They don't know how they got into the harbor again, because even the man in the cabin, the man that was steering the ship, didn't know how he got into the harbor, but God directed them in. Amen. And they would lie for hours, not just for a few moments under the Spirit, under the anointing of God. They would lie for hours under that unction of the Holy Ghost and power. Amen. Something lacking today in the Christian body today. Amen. I know today that it's not all in feelings. Amen. But I tell you this, I feel my salvation. I feel the peace of God. Amen. I feel the joy, hallelujah, of my Savior. Amen. Praise the Lord, if many folks have came to me and said, but even when you don't feel it. Amen. But I feel it, I can understand it. Amen. I must be different from them, Glenn. I feel it all the time. Hallelujah. Even in the night watches, I feel the joy of the Lord. Amen. I feel the peace of God. I feel, hallelujah, Jesus. Amen. Within my very being. Hallelujah. I feel the touch of God. And people say, oh, you shouldn't feel that way. Well, the Bible says, hallelujah, we'll walk in the Spirit, we'll sing in the Spirit. Amen. We'll do so many things under that anointing of God. Well, what? Why not in the night watches? The Spirit never sleeps. Amen. It's this old tabernacle, I tell you. My, wants to lie down and close its eyes and rest this old temple of clay. We brush it up, brush the teeth up, comb the hair. And I tell you, look at it. But yet, it's a temple of the Holy Ghost. Amen. What temple are ye today? What temple are ye today? This is the temple of the Holy Ghost, amen? And I'm just going to stop in a little while, but I share this with you with all my heart. Let's wear that armor. My, praise the Lord. Let's wear that armor with a great faith in Jesus Christ. Faith, God created me one time. Faith is complete trust in the Master. And as we get lost in the Spirit, and the Spirit of God begins to move, I believe this, our faith, God quickened me this way. One night I was preaching. Our faith becomes knowledge of God in the Spirit. Am I getting an amen with this morning? Amen. Hallelujah. We move into that spiritual realm. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Let's not stay down. Man, I tell you, where all other ground it says is sinking sand. Let me stand on heaven's table land. Hallelujah. Because all around is nothing. But I tell you, when we get onto that ground of the Holy Spirit, hallelujah, and stand on that rock, Christ Jesus, amen, and stand on that solid rock, hallelujah, and begin to move in that power and that unction of the Holy Spirit, and we begin to say, thus saith the Lord, hallelujah, amen. I tell you, praise the Lord in the mighty name of Jesus, man, it comes to pass, hallelujah. Amen. The Spirit of God begins to move, thus saith the Lord, hallelujah. And I believe this with all my heart tonight, today anyway. Let's praise God for His goodness. Let's get excited what God's doing in our midst today. Hallelujah. Let's put on the whole armor of God. Let's not lean on our own mind or our own understanding, but let's lean on Him. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. His ways are not our ways, it says. His ways are past finding out. But I tell you, the Lord, Paul says this. He says, listen. He says, the Lord, he says, I'll show you a mystery. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord, a more excellent way that Apollos, praise the Lord, and Priscilla ministered to Apollos of Alexandria in Acts 18. He began to minister. He was a man eloquent in the Scripture, knew all the Scripture, and he was preaching the gospel. But it says Aquila and Priscilla got a hold of this man, Apollos from Alexandria, and expounded unto him a far better way. What is the better way today? Moving in that unction of the Holy Ghost. Realizing who we are today in Christ. And if you don't know who you are today in Jesus this morning, brother, sister, you can find that meaningful area in your life. And you might be wondering where you are in the body of Christ today. And you maybe haven't found your rightful place. Well, there is a place for you in the body of Christ, because the body of Christ, amen, I tell you, functions properly. We can't say to our hand, we've no use to it. Because if you cut off this hand, the whole body would feel it. Christ is the head. And if the body is not functioning properly today, in that anointing of the Holy Spirit, in moving my in gifts and operation, thus says the Lord, there's something wrong with our relationship with Jesus Christ. Amen. Can you say amen today? Let's not just wear the helmet of salvation and say, well, everything's okay. But let's put on that whole armor of God. Let's not turn our back and allow the enemy to bounce us about like a rubber ball. But let's move on forward, forward, forward in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. Can you say amen this morning? And I just appreciate, I just thought I'd just share, expound a little bit what God has laid on my heart. We need to give ourselves a shake. We need to give ourselves a stir up. Paul says about stirring up the gift that lies within you. Hallelujah. We need to get in that area of praise. I believe praise. Praise the Lord. I tell you, there's a balance in the Holy Ghost. Amen. You get too much of one thing, we get unbalanced. But there's a balance. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord in the things of God. Amen. And I believe the area of praise will take us right into that spiritual realm. Praise the Lord of the Holy Ghost today. Amen. Praise the Lord, and then into worship, and into that area. Oh, I tell you, the holies of holies. Hallelujah. You and I need to go in to the holies of holies this morning. Amen. Let's not stand in the outer court or the inner court. Because I tell you, amen, you have the privilege to move right into the holies of holies and touch Jesus for yourself this morning. Amen. Joyce, don't take my word for it. You just allow God, and you just believe it, receive it, move into it. Praise the Lord, and you come and you say, "My, it's real, it's true enough." Amen. We can go into the holies of holies. And I tell you, praise the Lord and touch Jesus. Hallelujah. Amen. Do you believe that this morning? Praise the Lord. Let's not be caught up, I tell you, with so many things that isn't partaken to the things of God. Bless you, Brother Jack. Surely Jack ministered last night along that line. I tell you, a walking sure-footed into the things of God. Well, amen. If your feet is shod, praise the Lord, with that gospel of peace, praise the Lord, you begin to tread lightly. We're sure it is. Hallelujah. Into the word of God. Amen. And you don't need to be afraid. Hallelujah. You don't need to be ashamed. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I tell you, He has made it all right for you and I to walk this way, keeping His commandments. Hallelujah. Let's walk. Amen. Sure-footed in the things of God. Amen. Praise the Lord. Let's really relate to the things of God. Let's really, I tell you, get the sword of the Spirit. Let's begin to share it. Let's begin to read it. Let's begin to allow it to come into our life. Because in the body of Christ today, so many gossipers. And what we need is gospelers. Amen? Gossipers. I tell you, I don't know so many people. I don't know if Jackson's experienced this, or Brother Glenn, or anyone else. I don't know, when you're in the ministry, a lot of folks come up and they always tell you the bad part. You know, they always tell you how they feel and how bad it is. And this is men and women that say they love Jesus. And you know, they always tell you the bad. But the good news is Jesus Christ is alive. Hallelujah. Amen. This book is good news. Hallelujah. Don't let that man of things problem you or bother you. Praise the Lord, we are more than conquerors through Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. We are the salt of this earth. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord, we are mine. We are sons of God. Hallelujah. Where we might cry, Abba, Father. Amen. And I tell you, folks, praise the Lord. Let's walk in that newness of life this morning. Let's walk according to His word. Hallelujah. Amen. And you might be sitting in here, in need of deliverance. And you'll be saying, well, I've tried everything. And you know, you might be, I tell you, I had a bad habit. I needed delivered with cigarettes. I'd smoke 80 to 90 cigarettes a day. And I notice in America, these fellows get to chewing that stuff. Something you don't see in Scotland. But all these fellas get to chewing that stuff. And I tell you this, you've got to be quick at dodging when they get to spitting. Man, I tell you, some of them could hit a gnat at 100 yards if they like, and not miss. And they're in the body of Christ. And they're saying, praise the Lord, in one breath. And I tell you, they're spitting in the cup in the other. Come on. You might say, well, don't you believe Christians should smoke? I says, no, they should be in fire for God. Hallelujah. But if you desire that touch of God, God can deliver you today. Hallelujah. Amen. This morning, God can take away that thing that binds, because you're defiling the temple of the Holy Ghost this morning. Amen. There's no way of getting around about it. All it does is defile the temple. You allow God to touch you and deliver you today. And if you, I don't know, maybe some of you might be chewing a little bit of snuff. But hey, let God deliver you of that as well. Hallelujah. Amen. Because I tell you, Christians don't need to stuff. They don't need to puff. All they need to do is walk in His commandments. Hallelujah. Walk in the light as He is in the light. Hallelujah. Amen. And He'll break you forth like pure gold. Amen. I'm going to stop and let you get your dinner. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Sometimes I take about 2 to 3 hours to minister. But I've been lenient today. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord, but you know, the Scotsman says this, it's better felt than felt. Amen. Better felt than felt. And this morning, if you need deliverance, maybe this morning you're, I don't know, maybe you're unsaved this morning, I don't know. Maybe you don't know Jesus. Maybe the enemy's, robbing you of so many things of walking in His word. And in closing this morning, if you need deliverance, let these men lay their hands on you in the name of Jesus. If you need set free of a habit, something that isn't of God in your life, allow it, for deliverance today in the name of Jesus. Amen. Could we just stand this morning just before I give it? Dear Lord and Heavenly Father, we thank You today, Lord, for Your presence. Lord, we thank You for Your word that we are more than conquerors through Thee. And Lord, let us walk in that light as You are in that light. And Lord, let us mature more than ever that we've matured before. Hallelujah. And Lord, if there be any in this place this morning, Lord, it needs to be that deliverance touch. Lord, let them come forth. And Lord, we believe that as they come forth, there'll be deliverance in the mighty name of Jesus today. And Lord, we just pray for every believer in this place this morning. Lord, that you'll lift us higher. Hallelujah. That we'll begin to climb in a spiritual height. Hallelujah. Closer to thee. That we'll begin to relate. Hallelujah. The scriptures. And begin to quote and begin to thus save the Lord. Hallelujah. As vessels of the Most High. And we'll give you all the praise and the glory. And Lord, just pop us now in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Is there any this morning would need to be... would like to be prayed with this morning. Amen. Deliverance in the name of Jesus. Amen. Everybody in rightful place of Jesus Christ this morning. Amen. Don't be so quiet, folks. Just praise the Lord. Amen. Brother Glenn, praise the Lord.
Lunch isn't ready yet. So until they come and holler at us that it's ready, well, I'm going to ask Bonnie to come back to the piano and Nina to come, and we're going to sing and praise the Lord for a little while in song and worship until they come and stop us. So when Nina sees them wave at us, why, we'll pray over the lunch and go eat.
You're the most comfortable in the Lord. I always like to stand. He knows I might want to dance. I might want to jump. You just never can tell.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. You know, the Lord is not only Lord of my head, He's Lord of my feet, too. And when He gets from here to there, things might happen. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, we just bless you today. We bless your name, Lord Jesus, and we thank you for your presence. We thank you for your love and your glory that surrounds us and your peace, Lord. We just bless your name now. We just thank you, Lord. We just thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. I found a new way of living. I found a life that's divine. I've got the fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding, abiding in the vine. Abiding in the vine, abiding in the vine. Love, joy, health, peace, He has made them mine. I've got prosperity, power, and victory. Abiding, abiding in the vine. I found a new way of living. I found a life that's divine. I've got the fruit of the Spirit. I'm abiding, abiding in the vine. Abiding in the vine, abiding in the vine. Love, joy, health, peace, He has made them mine. I've got prosperity, power, and victory. Abiding, abiding in the vine. Praise you, Lord. Praise you, Joyce. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Lord, we just praise you. Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. How about Psalms 91? How many know Psalms 91? Praise you, Jesus. Praise you, Jesus. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust, and I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress. My God, in Him will I trust. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide in the shadow of the Almighty. And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. And I will say of the Lord, He is my refuge and my fortress, my God, in Him will I trust. My God, in Him will I trust. My God, in Him will I trust.
Praise be to Jesus. Are we ready, Dee? Praise you, Jesus. Well, we're ready to eat. Praise you, Jesus. Lord, we just thank you abundantly for this day. We just praise you, Lord, for the pleasure and the privilege of coming together to praise and to worship you. And Lord, we just ask you now to bless this food and bless those that prepare it. Make it health and nourishment to our bodies, and Lord, our bodies to be of better service to Thee. In Your name we pray. Amen.
This is the end of this message. Our website is www.LakeHamiltonBibleCamp.com. There are hundreds of free audio files there. It's like going to Bible school at home. Thank you.